Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man.
We're back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Hope you'll go there and check it out. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Have a great visit with our good friend Doug Barry. Doug is the Director of Marketing and Communication for the U.S. Commercial Service, which is part of the Department of Commerce. We're talking about exporting, and he's got some export stories for us. In the previous segment, Doug, you told us about a company in Iowa who makes plastic, structural plastic for wedding cakes, and sells it, I guess, to Mexico. How did you guys help them? How did the commercial services folks help them with their exporting?
Well, they call because they have an order already, and the order has come usually from their websites. More and more, we're seeing that foreign buyer does Google searches or some
right.
kind of search,
right.
finds the U.S. supplier, looks at the photographs online, checks the price, and then places the order.
And this would this be like a supermarket wanting to buy a bunch of them to make cakes, or a bakery, or would it be an individual? What would it be?
Both.
Oh,
both.
Okay.
I think we're seeing the single purchases from the individual consumer, and we're also seeing retailers and wholesalers who are mm-hmm. also looking for new products. And they're placing the orders, too. And in many cases, these are the first international orders that the U.S. company has ever received.
Interesting.
And so, naturally, they're a little wary. They're a little concerned about doing it right. And you can almost sort of sense the fear
right.
In the voice of the person calling. They don't want to make a mistake. They don't want to lose their investment.
Yeah, they want to get paid. So, they also don't want to get hung up in the exchange over the border.
Exactly, and one did, not the last week in recounting these stories of people who are calling me, calling us at the Department of Commerce. This particular group they're out of Colorado, and they were selling some fairly high-end first aid kits. And in these kits are things not like you and I might recall from our first aid kits, little scissors and bandages mm-hmm. and so forth. But they're fairly high-tech tourniquets and other kinds of things that have evolved over the last several years.
It looked more like medical and less like first aid.
Exactly, more like medical.
Yeah.
And they're very expensive, very high-end. And they also started receiving orders the last 3 or 4 months from all over the place. Did not have a lot of experience in shipping them. And unfortunately, in this case, sent this order, which was for, I think, $20,000 to some buyers in Peru, and it got hung up in customs.
Wow.
And the problem was, two, actually. The first problem was that they didn't have a harmonized code number on the shipping document that matched the kind of stuff that was in the box. And these harmonized code numbers are used by customs all over the world, and the first six digits are universal.
Right.
So if the kit was 4322.12, that particular number would be recognized by customs everywhere.
So they didn't ask anybody. They didn't look. They didn't do any homework. They just shipped these boxes down there.
That's right. They put them in the box.
Shipper. That's I think most people would know. I think most people would say, I'm probably not smart enough to know about this. I better ask for some help. The problem is if they haven't listened to my show, they might not know who to call.
They might not know. And you would be surprised how many people are putting things in boxes and shipping them
wow.
without the basic knowledge of what to do.
And all the information, all the knowledge that Doug said that this company needs is available for free from the U.S. Commercial Services.
That's right. You just have to call.
And tell us how to call. Tell us the number and their website.
Yes, it's 1-800-USA-TRADE, T-R-A-D-E, and the website is export.gov.
So check it out, folks. That's how you get the information. All right, so what did they wind up doing? What did that company wind up doing with their first aid kits?
Well, we called our colleagues in Lima, Peru. We have an office there at the embassy, and they're working on it right now as we speak. They will call, the embassy will call the Peruvian customs people, and we will send them the correct six-digit harmonized code number, and we will also send them a certificate of origin. This is just a piece of paper with some information filled out, specifying that this, this stuff in the kit is made in the United States, and that will make it duty-free to the buyer in Peru. They won't have to pay a duty on it because we have a free trade agreement with Peru as of years ago.
So, folks,
so we'll be able to save them money.
With a couple of phone calls, with one phone call and maybe one visit to a website, this company could have had all of the things that they needed to have on those boxes. That it also could have had a phone call with your counterpart, Doug, in Peru, to maybe find out, you know, okay, do I need to do anything extra? Does it need to be turned upside down and painted purple? What are the Peruvian customs folks like to see? What color do they like? Do they like M&Ms or what? You know, whatever. I'm teasing about the scotch. I was going to say what kind of scotch they like. I'm teasing about that. But the thing is that every country has its own little idiosyncrasies, don't they?
That's right, Jim. And don't say scotch, because we're trying to replace the sales of scotch to China with Kentucky bourbon.
Kentucky
bourbon. I got a call about that last week.
Some good old sour mash. Exactly. No question about it. Export.gov, US 1-800-USA-TRADE, right, Doug?
That's right.
Folks, it's exporting is not easy, but it can be not fraught with peril, and it can be done and pulled off successfully if you have the right information. And we just gave you how to find that information. Tintel, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.